The Hillsborough Area Regional Transit Authority, or HART, is conducting a study of possible transportation routes from USF to downtown and from downtown to the West Shore Business District. This alternative analysis could help determine the route of future light rail lines, assuming county residents are willing to pay for them. A regional transportation network is expected to have its light rail beginnings in Tampa. A USF to downtown line could open by 2018, and another line from downtown to West Shore could follow 3 years later. HART is studying the options for exact routes in these corridors, according to Mary Chevalier, their chief of planning and program development.
And so we'll be studying different alternatives, looking at everything from traffic, from environmental issues, from right-of-way, constructability, and trying to determine what we should do and where this project should go.
Chevalier says that for both the Northeast and the West corridors, there are several route options that HART will consider.
The Northeast corridor goes from downtown Tampa up to north of University of South Florida. We are looking at a number of alternatives to serve that area, ranging from everything from the west on Florida, Nebraska Avenue, I-275 in the middle of that interstate, looking at 30th Street and 40th Street, as well as we'll be looking at the CSX freight rail alignment. On the west corridor, we're looking at everything from downtown Tampa over to the West Shore Business District, ranging from the I-275 median, Cypress, Main Street, Kennedy Boulevard, and then south of Kennedy, basically along Platte.
But the HART study doesn't just evaluate routes, Chevalier says. It also looks at whether light rail is even feasible or if less expensive options should be considered.
We're looking at a wide range of alternatives from basically our existing bus service as is today, that's on the low end, to enhancing our bus service, adding new routes and frequency. And then the higher order alternatives would be everything from light rail transit to bus rapid transit. They have more investment, more higher-level technology, and often separate right-of-way.
Hillsborough County voters could go to the polls next year to decide whether to increase the sales tax by a penny in order to pay for long-term transportation options, including a light rail network. If approved, 75% of the tax would go toward mass transit, while 25% would go toward road improvements. David Armijo, HART CEO, feels the tax increase is the key to funding regional transit.
It's very important. It does a lot of things to improve transportation in this region. Without those resources, it would be very difficult for us to make improvements that will help the people of Hillsborough.
If county voters approve a 1 cent sales tax increase, it would be authorized for 30 years. Armijo says the local funding will help leverage money from state and federal sources.
The bottom line is this thing will bring in over a 30-year window about a $13 billion program. Of that, about $2 billion of that will come from the federal side of the aisle. The lion's share, about $7.5 billion, will be coming from the sales tax initiative. So local support for these projects would come primarily from the people within Hillsborough County, both from our current ad valorem and the property tax, as well as the sales tax initiative that we're talking about here. So vast majority that would come from that, we'd see about 10% sharing of costs by the state and about 35% sharing coming from the federal government and various new grants and projects that would support this.
On Wednesday, Hillsborough County Commissioner Jim Norman suggested looking at a half-cent sales tax increase. Armijo is open-minded to alternatives to the full penny hike.
Well, a half-cent sales tax can certainly be discussed. It would certainly improve things. It would just require perhaps doing less in the transportation plan. That would certainly be something that would be for further discussion both by the task force as well as the BOCC, the commissioners. The reason that the avocation of a full penny has come forward is that there's so much need in Hillsborough.
Bus rapid transit routes, new express bus service, more local bus routes, on-demand buses, and local circulators could all be part of long overdue transit enhancements, Armijo says.
You know, perhaps the fact that we've waited so many years, going back to a decade or so ago, there was a committee of 99, which came forward with a similar type plan and wanted to do more things for transportation. In the past decade, we've seen traffic congestion gets much worse. I mean, the fact that we're now the 11th heaviest congested traffic area in the country is just really surprising for this region to think that we've reached that point. So something needs to happen, and we certainly need to have that discussion. But, you know, it's still good that you know, Commissioner Norman's willing to at least look at some form of transportation improvement, and I think that's positive.
HART's planning chief, Mary Chevalier, agrees with Armijo that sales tax revenue is a necessary part of Hillsborough County's transit future.
Unless we get local money to both beef up our bus service and to help build the light rail and to operate it over the long term, we will not bring in any federal money for this project. So it's critical for us to go forward.
HART will hold 3 community open houses later this month to solicit input on the future of the county's transit. You can find out more on their website, gohart.org, or by calling 813-223-6831. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.